Grassy Narrows First Nation is suing the provincial and federal governments. The lawsuit was filed in Ontario's Superior Court of Justice today. It alleges the governments have violated the First Nation's treaty rights by failing to address ongoing mercury contamination in the English Wabagoon River system. The contamination dates back to the 1960s and 70s, when Dryden's paper mill dumped about 9 tons of mercury into the water. A recent study from Western University suggests that contamination has been made worse by ongoing industrial pollution. Grassy Narrows held a press conference in Toronto today. Adrienne Telford is the co-lead counsel representing the First Nation. She explained the significance of the lawsuit.
It's been over 5 decades of gross neglect, denial, and disregard for Grassy Narrows people. They continue to have to fight the mercury and new contamination in their waters. They continue to have to fight clear-cut logging in their territory, and they face increasing threats from mining and even the possibility of a nuclear waste disposal site in their headwaters. The latest in this long pattern of shocking abuse and disregard is the revelation last month that the Crown is allowing the Dryden Mill to discharge effluent that makes the mercury problem worse. And the Crown has been doing so for many decades, despite telling Grassy Narrows that there was nothing to worry about, that the mill was fine. Ultimately, the Crown's egregious behavior has robbed Grassy Narrows people of their health, their loved ones, and their treaty rights. In initiating this lawsuit, Grassy Narrows hopes to finally put an end to this mercury nightmare that has been going on for over 50 years.
Telford says the amount of compensation Grassy Narrows is seeking has yet to be determined. Grassy Narrows chief Rudy Turtle experiences symptoms of mercury poisoning himself. He says government action is long overdue.
We have, come to this point that we have to go after both governments, and we hope that, in the future, and that it will get better. We are doing this for our children, our grandchildren. There's a new generation of young people that are being born every day, and they are, being born to a contaminated river with contaminated fish, and they have to live with that. And it's not fair. It's not fair to us. It's not fair to them. And our economy's been destroyed. Our way of life has been destroyed. It's very difficult living under these circumstances, but we continue, and we will continue. We're not going to give up. So with these actions, we look to a positive outcome, I'm hoping. And we're doing this for our community, present, past, and future.
The federal government says construction on a mercury care home in Grassy Narrows is expected to start this summer and will take 2 to 3 years to complete. Indigenous Services Canada says Ottawa has committed about $140 million to the project. The Ontario government says it's spending about $85 million on mercury cleanup and remediation efforts. But Kwetnung MPP Saul Mamakwa says the issue has been going on way too long.
This is what, when we talk about environmental genocide, this is what it looks like. For far too long, over the years, we've faced a lot of genocide through Indian residential schools and other forms of systems. Other systems of genocide, other systems of oppression, other systems of colonialism. But when you stop those processes, they come out in other forms. Not acting on these measures, not acting to better to stop the affluent going into the river system today, not stopping that, that's part of it. That's part of the genocide that continues on in this province of Ontario and this great northern Ontario, and especially the Wabagoon and the English River systems.
Mamakwa says he wants both levels of government to put a stop to ongoing industrial pollution coming from the Dryden paper mill. CBC News has reached out to Dryden Fibre Canada for comment, but has not received a response yet. Federal NDP leader Jagmeet Singh was also questioned about the lawsuit today. He says change isn't happening quickly enough.
I remember visiting Grassy Narrows. It is so heartbreaking that an Indigenous community surrounded by lakes and rivers has that water has been contaminated by a company, and no one has cleaned it up. And in addition to not cleaning up the water, they also demanded a treatment center. And there's been massive delays with moving forward with that. It's an ongoing example of Indigenous communities receiving second-class treatment, have been ignored, and fundamentally being mistreated. And this is wrong, and it has to end. We need Indigenous communities need to have access to clean drinking water. If there's any evidence or any examples of contamination of water, that water needs to be cleaned up. And any of the impacts of that, the members of the community that are impacted by that contamination. In this case, there's members of the community that I've met that have long-lasting chronic conditions as a result of contamination. They need to be compensated and supported, and there needs to be a treatment center available. This is something we've got to take seriously. This is Canada's fault, and Canada must step up.
CBC News contacted the federal government for a response to this lawsuit. We received a statement on behalf of Indigenous Services Minister Patty Haidu and Environment Minister Stephen Guilbeault. It says it cannot comment on the lawsuit while it's before the courts. However, it says the federal government will be there to work with Grassy Narrows and Wapsimong independent nations through this process. It also called on the Ontario government to do its part in addressing the serious issue of water pollution. CBC has also contacted Ontario's Ministry of Indigenous Affairs and has not yet heard back. For more on this story, go to cbc.ca/Thunder Bay or download the CBC News app and click on the local tab. Just before that song, we were talking about the lawsuit filed today from Grassy Narrows First Nations about ongoing mercury poisoning suing the provincial and federal governments. We mentioned that we had not received any word from Dryden Fiber Canada. We just received a statement from the company in the last few minutes. It says, Dryden Fiber Canada took over operations from the mill last August. We operate in compliance with extensive environmental regulatory requirements. Regarding this morning's announcement by Grassy Narrows, we have not yet seen the filing and will not be commenting. That statement from Dryden Fiber Canada. For more again on this story, go to cbc.ca/Thunder Bay.